You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend? Did you get your deck finished?
Yeah, the concrete was poured and we're ready to rock. We can put furniture on it tomorrow. So yeah, we went out and hit the sales this weekend. Good time of year to buy patio furniture, Dom.
Right.
So I might post a picture of America's pickup. It's one of the downsides to owning a truck, Dom. It costs you money because you can just fill up that back end with whatever you want. And we really crammed a lot of furniture into it. So anyway, we're going to put that up tomorrow. I spent some of the weekend putting it together. So that was fun.
Hey, you'll be able to get snow-covered photos of it in just a couple of
right,
months.
Right, right. Oh, God. What else did we do? Oh, I got takeout this weekend. It was weird. We have a favorite little Mexican food restaurant that we really like. And Nicole and I looked at each other and we're like, man, we haven't had their margaritas since January. And we got a hankering. So I phoned them up and I said, we'll take two margs to go. How weird is that? And I zipped over and picked them up and rode home with them sitting in the cup holder. I did post a picture of that. There's a big, like, note on top of it talking about you, how you can't drink and drive. You're breaking the law if you crack these things open, which was incredibly tempting, Dom. I mean, they were just in a little, like,
they're sitting right there.
McDonald's-looking cup. They just snapped the lid on and put a piece of tape on there. And you're like, really? This is going to stop me from getting my marg on? Going 45 down water? Wadsworth.
I saw your photo. It was very funny.
Uh-huh, my little scotch tape force field, I called it.
You do have to have some discipline, don't you?
Because wicked discipline. I know. And you hear the ice in there, and it's sloshing around. And
how were they?
Oh, fantastic. So good. I miss them. I miss them a lot. But I don't think any of this compares to the weight off of your shoulders. Potentially? Possibly?
At least for now.
Okay.
But that RV / food truck that I drove across the country and finally put it on the market, and a couple people came out and looked at it. One guy bought it, and he drove it off on Saturday.
That's great. Dom sent me a little video of it driving down the cul-de-sac.
Well, because you asked me to.
I said, please send me a video.
You said, as soon as it's driving away, take a video. And I had forgotten until the last second. He started it up, and I was like, oh. And I went right back out to the street and he might have looked in his rearview mirror and thought it was weird that I'm standing out there, you know, taking a video.
Sentimental.
The only deal is that he drove it straight over to his buddy, who's a mechanic.
Oh.
Who's going to check out the engine? Because the check engine light is on.
Oh, okay. Well, but maybe it's just an O2 sensor. It's an O2 sensor.
That's what I'm thinking.
You got to go jiggle the gas cap.
It's not the gas cap. I know that, but I think it might be a sensor. But anyway, no matter what it is, I'm going to probably offer to pay for whatever just to get her
get
done.
Get it out of there.
And if that's the case, that is a, how much does that thing weigh? Like 6 tons or whatever? That is a 6-ton weight off of my shoulders.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a headache for you.
And he's going to be very happy. He says he's buying it to go hunting.
Hey, there you go.
He's going to rip all the food truck stuff out of it. It's not going to be a kitchen. It's a mobile kitchen right now.
Yeah.
And he's going to rip all that out and put a bed back in and all that other stuff and just refit it. He's a builder.
Full of deer.
Yeah, and then he's going to go deer hunting with it.
Well, that's so perfect. Perfect for a guy like that.
Good for you. Plus, he and I kind of hit it off. I mean, he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows a guy. He knows a mechanic. He says he's known this guy for 20 years. And I even told him, I said, I want to know your friend.
Oh, yeah, just in case.
Isn't it? It's always good to know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So,
I thought you were going to say you guys hit it off, and next thing you're buying camouflage. I've been on Cabela's website all weekend, and we're going hunting.
No, that'll never happen. Anyway, so that was the big news. And then the only other thing from this weekend that you will like this is that we were in that place where you need a new show because we finished watching all of our shows.
Mm-hmm.
We caught up on everything.
Yeah.
And so I just want you to know I did sit down. And over the weekend, we watched a couple of episodes of Mrs. Maisel.
Good. Mm-hmm.
I had seen the first one a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
At least 2 or 3 years ago. I saw the first one episode. And I thought it was okay. Then we started. We watched two this weekend, and I like it.
It's charming. Funny. It's a charming show.
It's a funny show, and I know it's mostly a chick show, but at the same time, it's not.
Correct. And I think you're going to like the witty banter, and I think it's very well written. The scripts are great.
Agreed.
So stick with it, buddy.
I'm going to.
Good.
So that's our new thing. We're mazeling.
Good, good, good.
And it's like I like to tell people, every chance I get, I remind people that Rachel Brosnahan, who plays Mrs. Maisel, got her start. One of her first acting gigs was in the video trailer for my book, The Comet's Curse.
Oh, look at that.
She played the part of Triana in the video, the trailer video for my first Galahad book.
She take her top off in that one, too?
No, but you know, she's won all these awards. I'm like, where's my invitation to the award ceremonies? I mean, what the hell? I gave you your stars.